Top 10 uses of whose birthday. For congregations. 1. Distribute whose birthday to individuals, families, and groups. Use our free promo kit on paper or online. 2. Use whose birthday for Bible study, such as a women's circle or men's breakfast. 3. Use whose birthday for Sunday school and adult forum. 4. Use whose birthday for pulpit talks or sermons. 5. Include whose birthday as part of a simple Christmas workshop for your congregation or community. Our alternative event organizers kit can help you with your event. For individuals and families, 1. Read from whose birthday at weekly family meeting and fun time. 2. Read from whose birthday for personal devotions. 3. Read whose birthday for mealtime discussions. 4. Read whose birthday at extended family gatherings. 5. Use whose birthday at a Christmas planning time or event. Hold a family meeting between October 1st and November 1st to talk about Christmas expectations. What does each of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. More exciting, helpful ways to use whose birthday. 1. Order additional copies of this booklet. Give or mail them to friends in place of Christmas cards. Use a 9x12 recycled envelope. Insert a personal note or your family Christmas letter. On recycled paper, of course. 2. Send photocopied articles from the booklet to friends, relatives, and members of your congregation. 3. Download the text for your church newsletter at simpleliving.org, then services, then archives, then whose birthday. Pay alternatives a reprint license of only $25, up to 500 members, or $50, 500 plus members. Read past editions there too. Going beyond whose birthday. 1. Check out the 20 plus ideas of our Simpler Living Community Network. Visit simpleliving.org, then volunteers, then activities to try. Select an activity, try it. 2. Learn how to influence others towards simpler living. Read Guidelines for Change. Visit Volunteers, then Activities to Try, then Simple Living 101, How to Influence Others. 3. Be a proactive volunteer. Read Simple Living 101, Toolbooks for Activists Shy or Bold. Listen to Living Simply and Loving It CD. 4. Plan a public event, such as an Unplug the Christmas Machine workshop. Read Alternative Event Organizers Kit. We'd love to share your results and ideas with others. Want more details? See our complete user's guide on our website at simpleliving.org, then volunteers. We welcome feedback on the magazine's new format.